Last week, 15% of the Great Lakes was covered in ice. That's the highest level of ice cover recorded so far this winter, but much less than the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration had predicted, upwards of 60%. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller explains that a lack of ice could have implications this year and beyond.
2017 is shaping up to be one of the lowest years for ice coverage on the Great Lakes in 44 years. That's when NOAA started tracking ice cover in the region. NOAA scientist George Leskovich says a mild winter can be a factor in the algae blooms that threaten the waters of western Lake Erie.
Depending on the summer, if it's a normal summer, if it's cool and cloudy, but the surface temperatures could reach the point where those blooms can start, perhaps earlier in the season.
But there are other factors involved as well, including rainfall and phosphorus levels. Ice also protects wetlands and the Great Lakes shoreline from erosion. Leskovich says the problem extends beyond the environment.
Recreational activities, fish recruitment, and even some of the fruit belts could be affected.
A lake free of ice also means more lake effect snow. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.